You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. 13 minutes past four is the time, and somebody who will never let you down either is Odette Butcher. Hello, Odette Butcher. How are you?
No pressure there then.
No pressure at all.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Nice to see you.
Yes.
Yes. Looking all summery.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I'm willing it our way.
You what?
I am willing summer our way.
Oh, you are willing summer
yes.
our way.
Do you ever get to that point where you just start wearing shorts and your speedo in the hope that summer will arrive?
Me wear a speedo.
Yeah, that thought.
Yeah. lock up your children. Don't let them hear that. Be
That's
said.
Hilarious. Yeah.
No, no. No, I don't even wear shorts.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
I have to buy you some nice baggies for Christmas.
No, they will. I'll probably use them to clean my bike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not a big shorts person. Not a big shorts person. All right. So we're not here to talk about my shorts or shield children from comments like me and a speedo. Because
that's like, hilarious.
Children should never hear that kind of comment. And anyway, it is what it is. And you said it, not me. You see, so if anybody complains.
I'm just getting you back.
If anybody complains, it's Odette Butcher. It's her. Her from Digital Transformation on Air. It's
yes.
her. Now, you are here to talk about an acronym, or I don't even know if it is an acronym. I don't know what it stands for. I also have very little idea of what it does.
You have seen them before.
I've seen
everywhere.
Them plenty. QR code. I know that you use them for stuff. I'm not too sure. I know
exactly.
that you, on the WhatsApp, if I want to connect my phone to the WhatsApp. There's a little thing there that I've got to put my phone in front of and take a picture. And that's about my limit
but
of my...
Have you wondered to yourself, what are these things?
And how the hell that little puzzle works, I don't know.
So what interested me was I was doing a gin tasting in Hout Bay. And this guy had one of these. He had a QR code and his TripAdvisor, you know, paperwork there and license number. And he was basically using the QR code to get people to leave reviews immediately whilst they were having a gin tasting or afterwards when they're enjoying their complimentary cocktail. And I thought that was a really cool idea. And you know how obsessed I am with collecting reviews.
Mm.
And I just started noticing these QR codes everywhere.
All of a sudden, there they were.
I know. They're just being used a lot more. And I just thought I needed to go and research exactly how they're used, why they're used, and how we could use them in our businesses. So it's quite interesting.
They're very funny looking little things. I want to tell you what, if I was at a gin
it's
tasting.
Like a barcode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was at a gin tasting, anything I look at would look like a QR code.
Well, it depends how many shots you have in your glass.
No, just one for me.
Just would be enough.
It would be enough for everything to look like a QR code.
He actually had me sipping like pure gin.
You were sipping pure gin.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is it?
Yes, it's just something nice to savor and enjoy, but okay. It's not something you'd have like...
So did you leave a review using the QR scan?
I actually didn't. But I just promised myself to research it. So I've done a bit of research for everybody, and here are my findings.
Okay.
So what is a QR code and how does it work? QR codes have become a common sight almost overnight, from cereal boxes and billboards to even employee uniforms. With a 94% increase in interactions from 2018 to 2020, there's no denying QR codes are seeing an epic revival in a new touch-free world. Let's explore the origins of the QR code, learn how it works, and discuss ways it can refresh your marketing strategy. What exactly is the QR code? QR codes are scannable barcodes that store data. In the marketing sphere, they're commonly used to redirect users to landing pages, websites, social media profiles, and or store coupons. So that's a nice way to get people onto your website, maybe incentivized to make a purchase using a coupon. For instance, someone can place a QR code on the back of their business card to direct you to their LinkedIn profile. A QR code on a billboard may send you to a landing page. QR codes vary in design and function and primarily fall into one of the following categories. Think static or dynamic. So there's two different types. A static QR code contains information that cannot be modified once it's live. This means any typo or misstep will require you to create a brand new one. The good news is that static codes don't expire. So once the content is set, your work is done. Static QR codes are ideal for storing fixed or sensitive info. Think Wi-Fi passwords, employee ID numbers, or access codes. Dynamic QR codes allow you to change your info as many times as you want. This is because the information isn't engraved into the code itself. Instead, it redirects users to a specific URL or link that can be changed at any time. For example, a restaurant can redirect users to a menu on their website. A major benefit of dynamic QR codes is the ability to gather scanning metrics. While you can't access personal information from users, you can see the time, location, and device used for each scan, which is crucial to gauging campaign effectiveness. And we know that within digital marketing, it's very important that we focus on metrics, insights, and analytics, the data behind our campaigns. How do they work? They work similarly to barcodes at a supermarket, and we've all seen barcodes at a supermarket. Each QR code consists of black squares and dots, which represent different pieces of information. When scanned, the unique pattern on the barcode translates into human-readable data. This transaction happens in seconds. Users must scan the code with a QR reader or scanner, although nowadays most people scan QR codes with smartphones. On the off chance that you don't have capability on your phone, there's plenty of free apps for QR scanning like Neo Reader and QuickMark Barcode Scanner. Oddly enough, it was actually invented in 1994 by the chief engineer of Denso Wave. The original purpose of the QR code was to track vehicles and parts moving through the assembly line. With the COVID-19 pandemic in full swing, With the COVID pandemic in full swing, the QR code gave businesses a new way to communicate with customers in a suddenly touchless society. From hospitality and food to retail and manufacturing, a variety of companies use them for the first time. So it's really cool that for marketers, QR codes can strategically bridge the gap between offline and online media. They've quickly turned into dynamic, two-dimensional call-to-action buttons, operating as vehicles to inspire customers to take action, drive traffic, and share information without having to invest a lot of money. They can help you to stand out from the crowd. Differentiating your business from your competitors is definitely a marketing 101 lesson. If used correctly, QR codes can spike the curiosity of your customers and prospects alike. Use this opportunity to link QR codes to exclusive offers or valuable content to carry that curiosity through to a sale. They also let you target consumers on the go. Retailers, don't you wish there was a way to interact with customers on the go? Integrate QR codes into your store signage and other print advertising. Whether you're providing coupons for shopping in store or an easy way to sign up for your newsletter, QR codes make it super easy for customers and prospects to access your information fast on their phones. And I've done it before where you just, I have actually kind of scanned something on the go. No, I will take a picture of something on the go. But it doesn't mean they'll actually go back into my gallery and then type out the web address. How often have you done that? I can't forget this. Let me just quickly take a picture. But if there was a QR code there, then it would take you straight to the newsletter sign up or straight onto the website or straight onto that product that you would then possibly purchase, because then retargeting would kick in and start following you all over the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So they make real life interactive like the web, many businesses are shifting their time and budgets to digital advertising, which is more interactive and easier to track than traditional advertising. So, I mean, they were saying that even museums and libraries and parks are leveraging QR codes to breathe life into displays and park benches. And I think, I'm not sure, but on that walk to Cork Bay by Clovelly, you know where they have little signboards where they're telling you about the marine life and stuff? I think I've seen QR codes on there. So you could, you know, scan that and then go read more information about the marine life, or it might take you straight through to the aquarium that's donated the boards. Mm-hmm. Where you would then buy tickets to visit the aquarium. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
That's kind of the way that QR codes are used. And I like that idea as well of the coupon codes, because that's what we use a lot of in e-commerce to get people to do something, to incentivize them to buy, or to incentivize people to sign up or share something. So there's quite a lot of ways to use it, and I thought that was quite cool.
You can use it just about any way that you wish. It's QR stands for quick response. You see, I know this.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Started by the Japanese motor industry. Did you know that?
Yes, in 1994, and then it kind of fizzled out and had no interest, and they were just saying that since the pandemic, you know, where no one's want to touch anything, it revived the QR code, and that's why you will see it around more.
So if people are listening to this, they think, oh, great idea. Maybe I should apply this to my business in some way. How do you get a QR code? I mean, you know, I know that the barcode thing, you have to apply and you get the barcode thing, or you got a barcode printer, or you got something like that. How do you actually get a QR code?
They're actually free and easy to set up. Mm. You can literally just go onto Google search, and I'm sorry, I didn't do that search myself, but when I was fascinated with this tourist review QR code that I saw, I did go onto Google and I just went, you know, QR code app or QR code software or best QR code softwares 2022. That would be a nice search to do. And then it will list the best ones that will probably come from a top performing blog. And then you can go and sign up. There would always be free subscriptions or paid subscriptions. When we are getting subscriptions online, know that free subscriptions always have limited functionality. Yeah. But it's really nice to get a free subscription to anything so that you would can test it out.
Yeah.
And then it will show you step by step how to create the QR code, where to put the information in, and so on.
Okay, so we assume that we do that. We go along, and I tested that now. I just went off and I put the Zone Radio website into a, I don't know what it was. It was www.qr-code-generator.com. It was as simple as that. And I just put the Zone Radio website URL into the thing, and it came up with the code, and it says scan me, or I can, you know, there are a couple of options here that you can use. Anyway, so once I've got that, how is it that I am going to be able to access that thing? Do you need a special app on your phone? Do you need, you know?
So I'm thinking, if we used Zone Radio as an example, and I've seen you before where you have your outside performances. What do you call them?
Outside broadcasts.
Yeah. So when you do your outside broadcasts, you could have one of like those nice Perspex stands, you know, where they have snap scan and all that. So you'd have your Perspex stand there, and you might have a QR code for, you know, scan and get our advertising rates or something like that. And that would link straight to your price list.
Yeah.
Or you might have scan and then it will just connect to the Zone Radio app.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And this essentially most of this is free.
Yes.
Most of this is free. This is stuff we can all do in our business.
Yes, and which is why I thought that this would be a really cool topic for us to chat about.
If there's anybody listening, those that have still got power on, if there's anybody listening and they are using the QR code in their business, let us know on the WhatsApp 072-447-8044. I'd be interested to know if what your encounter has been or or what your experience has been. I'd be very interested to know. I think it's something that we at Zone Radio need to be using.
I know.
But
how
for
cool.
the fact that you brought it to the table this afternoon, I would probably overlooked it. And it's something that always like worries me. Oh, what are they grabbing from my phone when I put this thing here?
And, well, like it said, you know, it cannot, and they wouldn't. I mean, you know, the whole world has gone crazy with the whole privacy policy and it's important. So the QR codes will only track the type of device that you have. I think it said time, location, and the device type. That is it.
It won't track any other information.
No. So if you were to turn location off on your phone, then obviously it will just pick up the time and the type of device.
Yeah. Which is not something that I'm too concerned about anybody having.
Yeah, but then obviously if the QR code links you to an email newsletter sign up, then you'd be opting in to leave your email address.
Yeah. Yes, you would have to, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, that's your choice to leave your email address.
The QR scanners is what they're called. There are plenty of them around on Play Store and whatever the iPhone equivalent is.
So some phones come with built-in scanners, and there are apps that you can also download as well. Free apps, which seems to have so much advertising all over them.
That's why they're free.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So maybe if you need to download a scanner onto your phone, again, I always do a really thorough Google search. Something like best QR code scanner 2022, and it will pull up the best ones, and then go and review the app just to make sure that it doesn't slow your phone down. And
it's good to always do that on Google as well. So you find an app that you want to use, go and check it out on Google, because the in-app kind of reviews and things like that, you never really know if those are genuine or whether they have been, you know, they're fictitious. But if you go on Google, I guess you're going to get a proper write-up about what is and isn't.
Yeah, I think before I've learned over the years, before I commit to anything, is to depends what it is and how much money I'm parting with. But I definitely do a thorough Google search, always check out the reviews, and then go and see if you can find some interesting articles on the top apps. So that you definitely choose the right one. But when I saw this QR code being used by this small business, this gin distillery business, I just thought to myself, it made them look so jacked up and so trendy and so on trend with all things digital. And I just think it's quite nice, you know, if you walk into any business and you just see little things like this. It's innovative and it just makes it look like you're cutting edge with your marketing strategy.
Well, I just did a little experiment while you were talking. So I went to the site and I put in the Zone Radio URL, and it brought up a little QR code. Would scan me, and I quickly took. I've got a QR scanner on my phone.
Oh wow!
And I just, while you were talking, took me straight to the Zone Radio website.
Now imagine if you had that at your outdoor broadcast.
Yes. So
you so need one.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that we will do. Absolutely. But I wouldn't have known about it had you not come in here this afternoon.
And do you feel scared about it now?
No, I'm not really scared. I'm always my problem is this.
That maybe overwhelmed is the better word.
No, not even overwhelmed, because I'm 64 years old, okay? Most of this stuff for me when I was growing up was like science fiction. So I've got, you know, I think I watched like Star Wars or whatever, Star Trek. And this kind of stuff was happening in Star Trek.
Can you do their sign?
No, I can't. No, I don't know what their sign is. But yeah, so like Beam Me Up, Scotty, and all this kind of, you know, things talking into their watches and all this kind of stuff. And I said, that's pretty cool. But all of that stuff was in my future as a young man growing up. And now you get to the age that I'm at, and you tend not to trust these things that 16-year-olds just absolutely do trust out the gate. You speak to the average 14-year-old, they're not worried about what information a QR scan is taking or not taking.
I don't think that we should be distrusting. I just think that we should be just cautious. You know, let's not be closed about new things. We just tread carefully, do your research online. And it's also nice, like when something new comes out, I'm never the first one to go and buy it. I like to just let things settle for a while. Usually it becomes cheaper. Like they have these brand new barbecues. Have you seen them? There's like egg looking braais that are like 50,000 rand or whatever at that outdoor store. In the mall?
I'm not even going to look at anything like that.
It was like the latest phones and the latest barbecues. And I usually just wait and just see kind of if it fizzles out or if it really is something good to buy. And it often becomes cheaper. Obviously, with the QR codes, there's no cost. But you first thing you said was like, I'm worried about my data.
Yeah. What are they grabbing from me? It's coming through your free. What are they getting from me?
Mm.
But I've just tested it now. And
it works.
I haven't even downloaded the thing. This thing is literally still sitting on the site. I would need to download this and print it and all that type of stuff.
Yes.
I think we got a message here from Hayden. I'm not too sure whether it relates to the topping. I'm hoping it does, but I'm going to play it nonetheless.
Oh, Zuni, I'm just listening to your interview about QR codes, and having visited from the UK recently, you know what I'm really impressed with in South Africa, which runs on QR codes, is Zappa. We don't have it here. We'd have nothing like it here. South Africa is so far ahead in that sense. Yeah, brilliant, man.
Well, it's nice to know we're far ahead on something, but what was that? Zappa.
Zappa. Mm. I think that's a payment app, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, if you think about it, though, as well, from the reading I've been doing, that the continent of Africa is just taking mobile usage, you know, to a whole new level. It's basically on steroids. And that's why we have all of these apps for mobiles, because most people in Africa, the continent, cannot afford and do not have laptops, but everybody has a phone.
Mm. Yeah.
And we are doing 90%, we are running our lives 90% from our phones. And that's why it's so important to have all of these apps developed.
Well, Zappa is. It's a merchant app.
Yes.
And it's a payment gateway, I would imagine.
Yes.
What does surprise me is how far ahead, as Hayden is saying, he's living in the UK, and that we are so far ahead in this field. I know that my son does nothing without his phone. He doesn't even, you know, when he goes to buy a cup of coffee at whatever his favorite coffee shop is, he pays with his phone.
Mm.
When he fills up with petrol, he pays with his phone.
Yes, like his card is embedded
in his phone.
Yeah, and Mike's the same. He also has that.
All of that type of stuff going on. And I think to myself, I'm not ready for this. You know, what happens if my phone gets stolen? What happens if I break my phone? You know, and that type of stuff. So,
look, I was in the UK for 10 years, and I also worked with an investment banking in the UK. And I came back in 2005, and I know SA gets a bad rap, understandably, for a lot of areas that we need to jack ourselves up on. But I do think that quite a few things in the UK are quite behind.
Mm.
So they're advanced in some areas.
Mm.
Maybe they can keep the lights on, although we don't know for how long since this Ukraine war. But I mean, SA does get a bad rap for many areas, and yet we are quite cutting edge in some others, and banking is one of them.
Yes.
Banking is one of them.
I've heard that banking and also, you know.
And SARS works pretty well as well.
Yeah. Well, now that you've got rid of Brian Malefi.
Yeah, that's one department that works really well in SA.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. Is there anything else you wish to add?
No, I just thought that was cool, and I'm going to keep looking out for some basic, affordable, sort of trendy things that we can incorporate into our businesses just to make us look more tech-savvy.
I like this. I'm really going to make sure that we do that.
Yes.
And it's great. It's easier than saying to somebody, go to the Play Store. And, you know, we can actually put the link to this Play Store on a QR app. And a QR
keep it simple.
And keep it, yeah. So that's awesome, awesome stuff. Thank you very, very much for that.
Pleasure.
And Hayden, thanks for your input and the contribution. Really, very valuable. All right, hands up. Okay, is that your wedding ring?
Yes,
just
wearing
checking.
It.
We have to check that you're wearing your wedding
ring.
Word. We don't like loose women in here. You know what I mean?
There's nothing loose about me. Not with Mike's beady eyes.
All right, Odette, thanks so much for coming in this afternoon and, again, sharing valuable information with us.
Thanks so much.
Now, what's the plan? Are we next Wednesday? I mean, 2 weeks Wednesday? I'll have to go...
I'm
switching over to a Friday at some point.
Yes, I'll need to check to Janet about that.
Okay, all right. And then we'll advise people. Her name is Odette Butcher, and you can go along and look for her on her... link. You've got this thing called what? Link?
I have a Linktree bio, but it's probably easier just to get. You could just go type my name in on Google search, okay. Find me on LinkedIn, or send me a WhatsApp on 0848 119163 for all things digital marketing.
Yes, and if you want to implement some of these principles that you're hearing about on digital transformation on air, and you want to speak to Odette, give her a call. She'll put you in the right direction. She said. Certainly done that for us here at Zone Radio, and she will make sure that that things happen. I mean, we even got Google
My Business.
Google My Business going on.
Yes, because your free Google listing.
Yes.
Very important.
So, lots of things that she can help with, advice she can give, and you can even engage in your business as a consultant to make sure that your digital marketing is what it should be. Thank you, Odette. Be a good girl.
Yes.
Until 2 weeks' time. And if you're not a good girl, I will hear about it.
I'm sure
and
you
then,
will.
Then we will have words because you are, after all...
I feel like a child. I'm 46.
You are my adopted daughter.
Yes, Dad.
Yes, okay. Be good.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.